Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Farr. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Fisk moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Castillo moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and has Bernazard trapped. There's the throw to Cruz, who tags Bernazard for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with far covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Castillo moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Law chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Cruz. Cruz fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cruz. Castillo scores. Bando goes all the way around to score. Jacoby moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacoby, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Jacoby steals home. It's 4-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Bernazard trying to get to home. Kittle throws the ball into Fisk, who tags Bernazard, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Butler moves to third. Franco moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butler scores. Franco moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Far fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabler. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Law moves to third. Fisk moves to second. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball for a double play. Law tags and scores. It's 5-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Spillner covering, for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler is hit by the pitch. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Butler moves to third. Franco moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler scores. Franco moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Waddell now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Lozinski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Vukovich pinch hits for Pat Tabler. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. George Vukovich now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Mark Hill. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Heaton now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.